story with pictures. A six-part thriller for radio by Colin Shaw, with Freddie Jones as Marcus Martin. Part 4, An American Connection.
The only thing we found out in Hanover was that Frau Muller had had a sister in America, and Tim was trying to find her. However, Stephen Emmett and Jane Fleming in Amsterdam were looking for Mr. Crossman in order to hand over the sketches to him. In return, they were hoping to get the photographs with which he had blackmailed them into carrying out the theft. They had received a telephone call from a contact called Julie, asking them to meet her later that evening. But on their way to the rendezvous, they caught sight of Julie crossing the street. Suddenly, a car swung out of a side street. Julie had been hit.
It hasn't stopped. The car hasn't stopped.
We'll bother about that later. Come on. Let's see if Julie's still alive. Excuse me. I'm a friend. I know the young woman.
You will not help her. She's dead.
Let me see. Please, let me see.
Is she dead, Stephen?
Yes. I'm afraid so. I can't feel a pulse.
Oh, no, poor Julie.
It is a matter for the police.
Yes. Work yourself towards the back of the crowd.
But I just do as I say.
Here are the police. We'd better slip away.
But ought we to
ought to, or what we shall do, are different things, right?
Right.
Go down that alley, quick. Nobody's seen us.
Where are we going?
I don't know. But anywhere, out of the way. Here. Drink this. It's brandy.
Thanks. Oh, I'm sorry. I've only just realized what's happened. It's so sudden.
Finish it.
There. She couldn't have got out of the way, Stephen. It went straight for her.
She wasn't meant to get out of the way. She was murdered.
But why? And who'd want to kill her?
I don't know. But you said she sounded scared.
What's that?
Huh? It's a newspaper. I must have picked it up when I felt her pulse. It's an evening paper. She must have been taking it home.
Let me see it.
Yeah.
There's some writing on it here. It's an address of some kind.
Have you got the street guide?
No, it's at the hotel. Oh, but they may have one at the bar.
Yes, I'll go and see. Well, it's a bit dog-eared, but it'll probably do. Now, show me the address. Yes. The index. Yes, I've got it. P14A3. Page 14.
Can you find it?
Oh, give me a chance. Yes. There it is. Here, at the edge of the page. I'll ask the barman how far away it is, and then we'll go and look for it.
Stephen?
Yeah?
I've only just remembered something. The car that ran Julie down.
Well?
I remember saying she's driving on. Stephen, it was driven by a woman.
Now, this is it. Number 40.
Pretty dirty.
Yes, the barman said it was fairly rough. Full of squats.
Try again, that there's a light on inside.
Oh, I can hear someone moving. Ah. Is there anyone who speaks English?
What do you want? I am English.
I wanted to know if anyone here knew a girl called Julie, or Yuli.
Yuli?
Yeah.
That's the only name we have for her.
Well, it wouldn't make much difference here. What do you want her for?
I wanted to ask some questions about her.
You do know where you are. We don't ask any questions about anyone here. She's not here anyway.
No, I know she's not. She's dead.
She's dead?
Yes. There was an accident.
A car hit her.
Well, when did it happen?
A little earlier this evening, about 2 or 3 hours ago.
You saw it?
Yes.
Hey, leave it, will you?
Look, I can't tell you much. Go and wait for me just up the street. You needn't go far. I'll come in a minute. I'll shut this lot up first.
Well, all right, but...
Look, you needn't worry. I'll come. I like you. Just give me a moment. She must have lived here for about 6 months.
What, in the squat?
Yeah.
She didn't look the type.
Well, she wasn't like the rest of us. She wouldn't have been there at all but for the boyfriend. Followed him there. He was German, big fella. He used to hit her. She went out to work, and that wasn't typical. Some of them said she should have been thrown out for it, against their principles.
Yeah.
At working, that is. Her and the boyfriend, they'd have had them both out. But somehow they did stay. Until he died.
Oh, no.
Well, then what happened?
Well, she hung on for a bit. Nobody pressured her, but then she went.
Do you know where?
New boyfriend, another squad. I doubt that, though. She wasn't really the kind. She probably went for something different the next time.
Did you know where she worked?
No, I don't know. It was something to do with the baker. She brought bread back sometimes. New bread, smelling fresh. Do you know that smell?
Yes.
Well, I can almost smell it now. As soon as I said it, I remembered.
Nothing else you can tell us?
She used to send people to us sometimes. After she'd left, that is. If she thought they'd fit in. It's funny, since she'd never fitted in herself. Look, that's why I'm telling you. If she'd been like the others, well, I wouldn't have said anything.
Well, thank you for what you have said.
Hey, that job she had, I've remembered.
Yeah?
It wasn't in a baker's, it was over a baker's, over the shop. Dry goods. I remember her explaining what dry goods meant. But, well, that's where she got the bread, in the baker's, coming home. Well, mind you, there's a lot of bakers in this city.
Well, it's not going to be easy, Mr...
Lloyd. No, I'm sure it's not.
We've just got an awful lot of records. People have been burying one another in these grounds for a long, long time. A century or more. We've got records stretching back and back. Well, they're all here somewhere, though. It's just a question of settling where...
How does one make a start?
Oh, no problem making a start. Making an end, the trial.
I'll be very grateful.
It's possible, anyway.
Ah. Would this make it more possible?
Now, sir, that could increase the possibility quite a lot. Name of the deceased party?
Schultz. Mrs. Anna Maria Schultz. And the address
Wait
of the apartment...
Wait a moment. Let's write these things down. Now, where's the book? Any inquiry of this nature, I've got to write down the particulars. Superintendent's very rigid, likes everything done regular. And now, what am I going to write with?
There's a pen on the table.
So there is. Good. Now, Schultz. You said Mrs. Schultz. I'd have been surprised if it wasn't a Mrs. or a married Mr. 9 times out of 10, that's the way it is. Who's left what to whom? I'm not crying, sir, just remarking. Address?
Apartment 1270.
Oh, 70.
674. East 72nd Street.
Approximate date of the demise of the deceased?
About 3 years ago.
Oh, dear, that's pretty imprecise. You couldn't do better than that. I guess not. You would if you could. You in New York for a while?
I'll call back this afternoon.
Let's see. There's a couple of interments this morning. But I'll do what I can. A lot easier if we went on a computer, but they'd never find the money for that sort of thing. I'll do what I can, mister.
I'll see you this afternoon, then.
I found it for you. Stop right there. It's a big book. Oh, mind, it's dusty. Can't get away from it. Now, I put this marker in.
Ah, that looks like it.
Hold on. That book registers the burials. This one registers the payments for upkeep. I'm afraid Mrs. Schultz isn't getting the attention we'd like for our dear ones. Payments went on for about 18 months, and they stopped there. Last payment in the summer of 1981.
Does it say who made the payment? A son or a daughter?
And that'll be there, too. A Mrs. Bowman. Frieda Bowman, from Liberty. That's upstate New York. Fine place, I'm told, but not dependable in the matter of payments, it seems. A sister to the deceased, that's what it says. Well, probably she was of an age to decease herself. That's the likelihood of it.
Do you know that?
As a matter of fact, I do. Idea struck me that might be it, so I found the Bowman interment. Buried with her husband. But nobody connected the Bowman interment with the non-payments for the Schultz grave.
You don't know
who's paying for the Bowman grave, sir. I'm ahead of you. I'm far ahead of you. And there
Ernest
it is.
Bowman.
That's it. Ernest Bowman. Whoever he is, apart from being her son, of course.
Can I make a note of the address?
Well, I dare say if I looked up the rules, the answer would be no. However, I'm not looking up any rules, so you go right ahead, Mr.
Lloyd. Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed.
He's not going to come, I know that.
Well, I'm not leaving. You can go if you want to. It isn't 1 o'clock yet.
Stephen, he said 12:30. He said, meet me at 12:30.
Well, you saw him. You wouldn't expect him to have much idea of time. Time's a bourgeois concept. Can't you hear him saying it? I'll get you another drink.
No, thank you. I don't want another drink. What does he want to see us for?
Well, perhaps he's remembered something. Perhaps he feels there's something he ought to tell us which he didn't tell us the other evening.
Oh, perhaps he isn't coming. Oh, let's go back to the hotel.
No. Anyway, you're wrong. There he is. Look, over by the bar. He's looking for us.
He's coming over.
Hi. You found the place, then?
Yes, it wasn't difficult. Well, I'll get you a drink.
No, I don't want anything, thanks.
Have you got something to tell us?
That's right.
Well?
We've been talking. In the squat. Since you two came the other evening.
And?
Yuli. Well, I said she wasn't like the others, like the rest of us. Somebody remembered where she worked, for the man in dry goods. This is the address, I wrote it down.
Oh, thanks.
The man she worked for, he was called Cowpers.
Cowpers?
Yeah.
But that was the name of the murder...
It was the name of the man they found dead on the house.
Yes.
Well, that was why I thought I'd get in touch with you, tell you.
Yes, thank you.
It could be the same man, that was why.
Yes, thank you.
This address, do you know where it is?
No.
I've got a street map.
It's about here. Backs onto one of the small canals. That's it, there.
Oh, thank you. Look, let me get you a drink.
No, thanks. I've got to get back. Well, I hope you find what you want.
No, please don't.
Now, let him go, Jane. We'll go and look for this address. We've got to get the sketches to Crossman. Cowpers is, or was, some kind of a link.
But if Crossman killed Cowpers...
Yeah, well, that's a risk we've got to take. If we don't show up soon, what's to stop Crossman showing the photographs to the police? He doesn't have to take them himself. He can just put the photographs in the post with our names and addresses. Doesn't even have to write smugglers on them. Those photographs make it quite clear what we were up to.
Oh, it's a bloody awful mess, Stephen. It used to seem so easy and straightforward.
Yeah. Well... If we can get out of the mess. Come on, take that piece of paper.
Mr. Lloyd, Mr. Bowman.
Come in. Sorry to have kept you waiting.
It's good of you to see me. It's a marvelous view you have here.
My sister is not mine. This is her office. Mine's being redecorated. But we both fell for the view, and when the suite fell vacant, we had to have it. Thank you, Annie.
Thank you, Mr. Bowman.
Sit down, Mr. Lloyd. I take it you were offered coffee.
Yes, thank you. I said no. Is your firm a big one?
No, not big. It's the size we like. Did you smoke?
No, thank you. I can't take my eyes off that view.
Yeah, the East River. Always movement. A ship, a tug. Even the way the smoke drifts over the plants on the other side. Always something to take the eye. But I guess you've got more important things to discuss than that. We don't often get British visitors.
Well, we have a proper respect for American lawyers. Mm-hmm. On their fees, at least.
Mm. Even a lawyer has to live, Mr. Lloyd. I understood it was not a legal matter, however.
No. You're aware, I think, that I'm a television producer. Mm-hmm. I'm working on a new idea. It might make a series, I don't know. Rather vague at the moment. It's about the immigrant. Not only in the States, but in other places, too.
I'm hardly an immigrant. Not in the sense that I can remember anywhere else.
I understand your family came from Germany. Your family name was Müller?
That is correct. My mother was widowed at the very end of the war. Not long after she came to the States, and then she remarried, and we were all quite young, so we took the name of our new father.
You were the youngest?
That is correct. I was born after my father's death. In fact, my sister's about 8 years older, my brother about five. He's a surgeon in San Francisco. That's him in the photograph with his wife and two boys. Mm.
Mr. Bauman, I wonder, would it be possible to talk to your brother and sister?
You can only ask. They can only say no. I'll give you my brother's telephone number.
And if I wanted to contact your sister?
Well, this is her office. She's on a business trip to Europe right now. That might turn itself into a vacation.
Oh, really? Well, in fact, I'm going back to Europe tomorrow night. Is there somewhere I might get in touch with her over there?
You TV people, you never wait, can you? It's all got to be done yesterday. Yeah, I can give you a number for her. You can try it.
I apologize.
Oh, no trouble. One moment.
Yes, Mr. Bauman?
Do we have a number for my sister in Europe?
Sure. I'll bring it in. You give me a minute, please?
Yeah, okay.
You said your sister was in business.
That's right. She likes to get over two or three times a year. It depends on how business is running.
That's the number, Mr. Bauman.
Give it to Mr. Lloyd, will you?
Thank you.
There's usually someone to take a message, Mr. Lloyd.
Can you read it?
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's been very kind of you to give me your time, Mr. Bauman.
No. Delighted. Mind you, I think you've probably come to the wrong place.
Well, I suppose we'll just have to see.
Down here. We're about four houses from the bakery. There ought to be a path along the backs.
Stephen.
That's all right. I'm only looking. There. There's the path. A bit narrow, but not difficult to walk along. With a flight of steps for each house down to the water. That must be the bakery, the fourth along.
What? Where the motorboat is moored?
Yes. Now stay here. Right. I'm going to... Oh, my God, quick. Get back, quickly. Look, going down the steps to the boat. It's Grossman.
Oh, no. Well, and there's someone with him. It's a woman.
For God's sake, you're out of sight.
Stephen, they'll come past
us. No, we'll be out of sight if we move up the alley. Grossman's casting off. Yes. They are coming this way. Come on. Let's walk up the alley. That should be far enough. Now, put your arms around me. That's it. Now, what can you see?
Well, they're not in sight yet. Oh, yes. Cross steering. And the woman is sitting in the stern. Stephen!
What is it?
It's the same woman. It's the woman who was driving the car. She's the one who killed Julie.
Good morning, Tim.
Marcus, you must have got up very early. Helen.
Hello, Tim.
Is that all your luggage?
Yes. Why?
Good. I hope you managed to sleep.
Not very much. Why all this sudden concern?
Marcus wants you to come to Amsterdam.
Amsterdam?
I thought it was the quickest thing to do.
To do what?
To talk to the Bauman woman, of course. Isn't that where she is?
It's where her brother thought she was, yes.
Well, that's fine, then. There's a flight leaving in 1 hour.
No. Marcus, I've hardly slept. And anyway, I'm expected back at the office.
Oh, we've left a message saying Sir Marcus might delay you.
Yes, Sir Marcus might lose me my job altogether.
48 hours, that's all. Perhaps less. Helen's got the ticket.
At least let me telephone the office.
There'll be nobody there yet. It's only just 8. You can telephone from Amsterdam. Come along, we're wasting time. We've got to get to Terminal 2. Helen, take his arm, drag him along if you have to.
All right. I'm coming.
Mr.
Where's the taxi rank?
I don't know. It's so long since I've been here.
There are taxis over there. Ah. And a queue.
Not much of a queue. Shouldn't take long. Come on.
Sir Marcus Martin?
Yes?
I thought I recognized you on the aircraft. I have traveled also from London.
I'm sorry, but I...
My name is Jorkins. I'm a freelance journalist.
I see. How do you do?
You and your companions are going into the city.
Yes, we're just going to get a taxi.
Please, allow me to take you in my car.
That's very kind, but it isn't necessary.
Oh, please, Sir Marcus, it would be a pleasure.
Shan't we be taking you out of your way?
As yet, I do not know where you are going, Miss...
Mrs. Summers.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mrs. Summers. Now, if you will please wait here, I will fetch my car. It is very close, please.
Well, that's very kind of you, Mr. Jurgens.
I think we should make a run for it.
Well, I could get a bad press.
This time, Tim's right. We'll get across to the taxis before Mr. Jurgens comes back.
Well, no, we'll go with him. He volunteered.
You have chosen one of the best hotels in the city, Sir Marcus. In Europe, in my experience. Do you stay here long?
One day, 2 days, it depends.
A business trip?
Yes, yes.
I wonder, Sir Marcus, if there was time, might I have an interview with you?
Oh, Sir Marcus is like to be fully committed.
Mrs., thank you. Mrs. Summers always tries to protect me. But yes, if there's time, we'll see if we can arrange a meeting.
Oh, that is very good of you.
No.
I will telephone Mrs. Summers later to make sure you are comfortable and to see if you are free to see me.
Mr. Jurgens, if I wanted to trace an address and had only a telephone number to go by, how should I go about it?
It would be very difficult for you. But I can help. I have friends in the post office. Please, give me the number.
I'll write it down for you. There.
If you please, fold it and push it into my top pocket.
There we are.
Thank you. Have you been in Amsterdam before, Mrs. Summers?
No, never.
Ah, it is very beautiful.
Good.
Canals, trees, boats.
Yes.
Yeah, and today at least, the sunshine.
Yes.
Yes?
I've just brought them to the Pulitzer, sir.
Do they accept you?
No problem. I asked Sir Marcus for an interview. With luck, it may not be necessary to go through with it.
I hope not, for your sake.
And the man Lloyd, he was with Sir Marcus. He gave me the number.
Did he? How did you manage that?
He volunteered it. Asked me how he could trace an address when he had only the telephone number.
What are you going to do?
I said I'd telephone when I had the answer.
What is the answer?
I was waiting to be told. I thought you'd give me instructions.
Can it wait until this evening?
I think so. I think they'll wait for me.
Ring me this evening.
It's nearly 12. Do you want any more coffee?
No, thanks. Yeah. Is it time to go?
Half an hour's walk. Yes, I think we should go now.
Oh, thank God for that.
Do you really want to come?
Yes.
You could stay here.
Look, I don't mind if I never see this room again.
All right, come on then. This is the house. No lights anyway. And no boat.
Is the gate locked?
No.
Oh.
It opens into a yard. You ready?
Yes.
Well, come on then. Well, there's a door over there and a window. Let me get my torch.
You should be careful.
Oh, the door's locked. Let's try the window. Here, hold the torch, will you?
Yeah.
Shut it up a little. I'm trying to move the catch.
Is it shifting?
Yeah, I think so. Got it. Right. Here goes. Now, look, I'll go first, and then I'll pull you through, okay? Give me your hand. You ready?
Yep.
Yeah, come on then. All right.
Yes.
It's a storeroom. Great bags of flour all round the walls.
Hold the torch steady. Yeah. I saw some stairs.
Where?
To the left.
Yeah?
No, a little bit further. Yeah. There. There, that's it.
Oh, I see them. All right, now I'll go first. There's a door on top of the stairs.
Is it locked?
No. Looks like a flat. Oh, there's a bedroom over there. That's a kitchen. Tap dripping.
Cuts on the draining board. Try the front room.
Yeah, all right. Damn. It's locked. Oh, no. Just a little bit stiff. That's got it.
What's inside?
Well, it looks like an office. Filing cabinets. Yeah. Oh, letters. Some of them are addressed to Calpis. This must have been his office. Come and look.
Stephen.
What is it?
Come out onto the landing. Quickly.
Well, what's the matter?
Listen, come on.
Oh, it's an engine. A motorboat on the canal.
And it's stopping. It's going to tie up.
Come into the kitchen. You'll be able to see from there.
Can you see anything?
Yes. Two people. You're right, they have tied up.
Oh, no.
They've come into the yard. Oh, damn, we should have closed the window.
What are you going to do?
Well, there's just a chance they won't come up here. Look, get behind that door. Oh. I'll wait in the office for them. Whoever they are.
That was the fourth part of A Story with Pictures by Colin Shaw. Sir Marcus Martin was played by Freddie Jones, Helen Summers, Kate Binchy, Tim Lloyd, James Bryce, Stephen Emmett, Nigel Anthony, and Jane Fleming, Amanda Murray. Nigel Graham played Van Helder, Blaine Fairman, the cemetery clerk, Geoffrey Collins, Ernest Borman, and David Healy, George Grossman. The squatter was played by Alex Jennings, and Annie by Monica Gray. A Story with Pictures was directed by Michael Heffernan.